Tayo po ay dadako na sa pinakamahalagang bahagi ng ating pananambahan ngayong umaga. Nabanggit ko nga po sa inyo kanina na ang ating senior pastor ay nasa Dubai po ngayon. And he's doing the Lord's will in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. But this morning, we have a speaker. And he would be speaking in the behalf of Dr. Benny Abanti Jr. I believe that he will be a blessing to all of us. He is our missionary to Kenya. So without further ado, shall we all stand up together, please? And let us welcome to the pulpit Pastor Lito Santiago.
Magandang umaga po. While we are standing, let us open to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24. And we'll be reading verses 45 up to verse 49. If you have found the text, it says, "Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And then let's turn to Acts chapter 1 and let's read verse 8. The Bible says in Acts 1 verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Tayo po'y manalangin. Dakilang Diyos, amin pong hinahabilin sa iyo, Panginoon, ang aming mga buhay, aming mga sarili, aming mga puso, Panginoon, upang sa pagtanggap namin, Panginoon, ng iyong salita, ay uuwi kami na may panibagong lakas at iba yung pagnanasa, Panginoon, na tuparin sa aming buhay ang iyong kalooban at kami gamitin mo, Panginoon, sa dako mo man kami dadalin, Panginoon, ang aming mga bibig ay gagamitin mo upang sambitin ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Yesu Kristo. O Diyos, amin pong hinihiling sa iyo ang pangunguna sa umagang ito sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. It's a pleasure to be here once again. Kami po ay nakabalik last month with my wife and my youngest son. I think my wife is here. Where's my wife? She's there. And we were back. We came back on the 21st of November. Was it the 21st? No. October, rather. And on time for our church anniversary. And the reason why we came home, because when we went back to Kenya last January, we were still in our tourist visa. So we had to get a two-way ticket. And a ticket has a one-year validity. So instead of coming back next year, we opted to return last month so that we can attend our church anniversary in Marikina, so that I can attend the first Asian Baptist Congress in Tatalon, and it will give us enough time to go around the churches and share what the Lord has been doing in Kenya. I just forgot my DVD this morning, but I trust that at some point I can still present what's going on in Kenya in some meetings that will be done here in Santa Ana. So kami, yun po ang naging dahilan kung bakit kami umuwi. At we plan to be here until March. We plan to be here until March so we can, I could stay more, much longer doon po sa aming church sa Marikina and see what the Lord, how the Lord will lead us as far as the transition of leadership is concerned. So God has blessed us with a preacher whom He is preparing for the pastorate so that I can go full-time in my missionary work. So dito po sa ating binasa, particularly ito pong Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Kaya ako po natin binasa in Lucas sapagkat we have the same author. The author of the Gospel of Luke is also the author of the book of Acts. Kaya mapapansin ninyo, the way Luke gave the Great Commission is almost the same. Pero dito po sa Acts 1:8, ibinigay sa atin yung pinaka-summary of the Great Commission. You will notice in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, it was given in a different setup. But what I would like us to understand this morning ay, ano ba yung mga, how do we understand the Great Commission? Mostly we say the Great Commission is given to the church. That is our understanding, amen? And that is very correct. It was given to the church. But I would like to share with you yung pong Great Commission in a different angle in relation to how the life of the Lord Jesus Christ was presented by the authors of the Gospel. The way the Great Commission was declared in the four Gospels. The Great Commission was not only declared in Matthew and Mark. It was also declared in essence in John and in the book of Luke. At kung paano ito inihayag dito sa iba't sa apat na ebanghelyo na ito ng mga manunulat ay may kinalaman yung kanilang pagpapahayag ng dakilang utos ng Panginoon sa buhay ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Because the heart of the Great Commission is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me." Those were the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Ye shall be witnesses unto me. Ye shall receive power, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." So, we all know that the Lord Jesus Christ was presented by the four writers in different ways. So, mapapansin natin yung quadruple presentation of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the life, if you are a Bible student, this is the focus of the life of Christ. We study the life of Christ in the book of Matthew, in the book of Mark, in the book of Luke, and in the book of John. Kaya gusto ko po sanang ma-share sa atin ito sa umagang ito upang makita natin lalong maigi yung the broader picture of the Great Commission insofar as you and I are related to it. And particularly insofar as you as a church is related to it. As a church, you are related to it. And as a church, the Lighthouse Tatalon and the Lighthouse Marikina are related to it. So we have a broad spectrum of the Great Commission. We have a broad scope of the task. Imagine from Jerusalem to the uttermost part of the earth. So buksan po muna natin dito sa book of Matthew chapter 28. Let's first of all take up Matthew and chapter 28 and verse 18 to 20. The Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now you will notice that it is very evident that verse 18 was given by Matthew because it has something to do with the way he presented the life of Christ. When he said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So we all know that Matthew wrote of Christ as king, right? He presented Christ as king. Thereby we find the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ from Abraham to the line of David. So he presented the line of Christ that is the line of Christ through the line of David, through the kingly line of David. Kaya binanggit na ron si Solomon and then David, David, Solomon and then the Lord, so on and so forth up to the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya nga, it is napakalinaw sa book, it runs through the book of Matthew, the kingly line of the Lord Jesus Christ. At maging yung mga narratives na ibinigay sa atin sa book of Matthew has something to do with Christ's kingship. Now, that's why when Matthew wrote of the Great Commission, how he presented it has something to do with the kingship of Christ. So that the Great Commission says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The authority was given. So, what is expressed in the book of Matthew in so far as the Great Commission is concerned is our authority. Yung pong ating karapatan o kapangyarihan, our authority. That is why we call it the Great Commission. A commission is different from a command. Anyone can give a command. Anyone who is above you can command you. Like, let's say, a father can command a child. Alright? And so on and so forth. But a commission has something more than a command because it has an honor in it. It has a commensurate authority. May kasama ang kapangyarihan yan. Yung commission. Kaya nga, that means if you are commissioned by a king, then you are honorable. You are honorable. Because you are representing a king. Amen? And we represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are representing a kingdom. Kaya nga, ang ating tinuturo, based on the Bible, is that the kingdom of God is different from the local church. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is not the same as the kingdom of Christ. But rather, the local church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the agent to represent or to expand the kingdom. Because the entrance, ang pagpasok po, sa kingdom ng Panginoon is by the new birth. John chapter 3. Pero ang pagpasok sa local church ay by baptism. Acts chapter 2 and verse 41. You know that. So, the church is the agent to propagate the kingdom, and the church stands as the ambassador. We represent a kingdom. We represent a king. And what I want us to understand in this authority is the honorable place that we are occupying, church. Every church occupies a very honorable place. Hindi tayo in church, hindi binigyan ng authority ng Panginoon para ipagyabang yung authority niya. Yun nga ang masaklap eh. Masyadong nagiging sarado yung isipan natin. Alam mo, kami lang ang authorized. Only the Baptist Church is the only authorized church. Alright? So, naging gahaman na tayo sa ganun. Naging parang sakim na tayo sa ganun sitwasyon. Sapagat yun lang ang pagkakaalam, yun lang ang pagtingin natin. And I believe that the Baptist Church is the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? We can trace our history back to Christ. And therefore, if the Great Commission was given to a church, when He gave it, it must be the Baptist church that was present. See? There's no doubt about it. But, Christ did not give the Baptist church the authority in order to seclude themselves and condemn others that they have no authority. But rather, we must be able to use that authority properly. And that authority means that we are representing a kingdom, and therefore we must do our job to represent the kingdom. Saan ka naman nakakita ng ambassador? Nasa isang bansa, nagliliwaliw lang, meron pwede ba yon? Hindi pwede yung ganon. In fact, kahit na nakikipag-cocktail yun, merong pakay yun. They're exchanging diplomatic principles. Nagpapalitan sila. Kaya nga, ang sabi sa atin, dito po sa Dito po sa ikalawang Korinto, Kapitulo 5, ito po ang sabi ni Apostol Pablo sa atin dito sa talatang 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." We are ambassadors. Are you glad that you are an ambassador for Jesus Christ? The church is the ambassador, and the church is not the building. The church is the people. So every member of the local church is part of that collective group that represents Christ, that represents the kingdom. Kaya nga, we are urging every member of the church to be involved in soul winning. Why? Because bahagi tayo nung isang body, ng isang katawan that stands and authorized by God to represent Him on earth. If the church is not representing Christ, then whom are we representing? Right? Kaya dapat makita natin yung layunin na yun. Hindi pwedeng, okay na yung sila lang ang mag-soul winning. Ako kasi hindi ko gift yan. Hindi po gift ang soul winning, command yun. Kaya ka nga nasa church, nilagay ka ng Panginoon sa church sapagkat ang yung church ang magre-represent doon sa kingdom, magre-represent sa Panginoon. And you are part of it. You see? You are part of it. So, John, or rather Matthew, represented or expressed the Great Commission in his gospel in relation to the kingdom of kingship of Christ to mean our authority. Amen? So it's not our job to say, sino ba walang authority na church? Ah, alam mo, yung mga ibang church niya, walang authority na eh. Is that our job? Is that the job of the church? Simply because we know we have the authority, it's not our job to find out who do not have the authority. It's not our job. Our job is what? To represent Christ. It's not even our job to judge others who may think that they are representing Christ. It's not our job to judge. Ang accountability nila sa Panginoon. Kaya nga sabi nila dyan, Panginoon, meron dito nagkakastout ng sa pangalan mo, hindi natin kasama. Ano ba gusto mo, Panginoon? Ano, sasawayin ba namin? Sabi ng Panginoon, huwag niyo sawayin. Kung sino man ang hindi laban sa akin, para sa akin yun. But in a way, ang sinasabi ng Panginoon sa kanila, gawin niyo yung dapat niyong gawin to represent me. You are my ambassadors. See? You are my ambassador. The church is the ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our authority. And then in the book of Mark, chapter 16, dito po sa book of Mark, chapter 16, we find another facet of the Great Commission. The Bible says in verse 15, of Mark chapter 16. It says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Why is it that he did not include all power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth? But hindi sinabi yon. Well, Mark wrote of Christ as servant. Mark represented the life, the servanthood of Jesus Christ. He wrote of Christ as servant. And what does a servant do? Obey. A servant obey. So, nung sinabi ng Panginoon, binigay na yung command. It seems like verse 15 is a command given. The authority was not mentioned, but just the main cast. Go! Go! Sabi nga sa talong, go! Kaya, abante! Go! Pero hindi kayo nasosolo kasi ako, Sancha, go! Sama rin ako ron. But anyway, Mark wrote of Christ as servant, and therefore, the Great Commission presented in the book of Mark expresses our attitude. Because a servant, what matters in a servant's life is his attitude. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon so likewise ye, after you have done all those things that I have commanded you, you say, we are unprofitable servants. And then in Luke chapter 22 and verse 27, ang sabi ng Panginoon dito, verse 27 of Luke chapter 22, for where there is greater, he that seated at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that seated at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. When I made a brochure of the curriculum of the Bible Institute that we have started in Kenya, it kicked off last May. For a year we have been praying about it. Last year, in the month of June, I started a weekly, I called it church ministries training, and I have about 14, sometimes 18, sometimes 22 men who will attend. And we did that in preparation of the Bible school or the Bible Institute. So we were already looking forward. So that was June last year. And after a year of prayer, planning and preparation, praise God, last May, we kicked off our Bible Institute. Although the schedule is not yet regular, but the response and the participation, napakaganda. Napakaganda. And anyway, yung mga umate ng Bible Institute, pag linggo ginaganap minsan namin yung Sabado at Linggo, minsan iba sa kanila, hindi na umuwi at hindi pa nananangalian yun. Alas dos ang aming institute, hindi pa sila nananangalian. Aantay na lang nila yung alas kwatro na merienda. Yun na lang ang kanilang tanghalian. Chapati. At saka chai. Yung chai, tsaa na may gatas. Yung chapati, arena na, kumbaga sa atin, meron tayong hot cake, di ba? Di ba may hot cake tayo? O, yun ang hot cake nila. Yun ay chapati na arena na niluto lang. Walang levadura, kaya hindi nag-expand. It's just oil, salt, at saka flour, at saka water. Manipis lang, pero napakasarap. Yun lang, mabigat din sa tiyan. So, yun lang aantay nila. So, when I did the brochure on that, Luke chapter 22 was, I wrote it there because I was discussing with the rest of the leaders there that the focus of our training should be servant leadership. That God calls us to leadership to serve. That's the main focus of leadership, to serve. He that is greatest among you, let him be your servant. All right? The elder shall serve the younger. Because I am one of you who come as I come to you as one who serves. Although sinabi ng Panginoon, mas dakila yung nakaupo kesa doon sa naglilingkod. Diba? Mas dakila yun. Kasi mas may honor yon. He is counted as an honorable person. Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, hindi ako ganun sa inyo. Sa inyo, I am one who serves. I am one of you. I am serving you. That's why he said, the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Christ life is our example of service. And that's how Mark represented his life. Our attitude. And what is that attitude? The attitude of obedience. The attitude of obedience. How far have we gone? as churches insofar as obeying the Great Commission is concerned. How far have we gone? How many places have we reached, both local and foreign? How many outreaches have we started? See? We have a large scope to cover. Do sa Kenya, there are still 25 unreached tribes, equivalent to 16,000 villages. So meron kaming pinuntahan doon na lugar, liblib na puok. It's a wild. At merong isang church na nag-aantay po sa amin. So, you remember Pastor Wilson, the tall guy that came here during the crusade? Kumanta pa kami dalawa sa Cuneta Astrodome. May pinuntahan po kaming lugar doon, about 85 kilometers from the city of Nairobi. At from the main road, it's a valley. May patag yun, tapos pumasok kami sa dirt road. Alam mo, open wildlife yun. So you see, nakakita ka ng mga zebras. Dadaanan mo yung zebras, titignan ka lang yung zebra na ganyan. Alright, sabi ko, ano kaya klaseng hayop to? Sabi ng iba. Ano yung mga antelopes? First time ko makakita yung mga antelopes na may sungay. Di ba, gray yung kanilang balat. Iba naman yung gazelle, brown naman yun. Yung mga family ng deer. Doon ko nakakita ng antelope na pambihira. Talagang they are gifted to run and jump so that the lions will have a hard time catching them. Talagang they jump so high. Pagkamala na lang layon yung sasakyan namin siguro. Pero sabi ko, ang tagal na namin mabiyahe, punong-puno na ng alikabok yung amin sasakyan. Pati kami, alikabok na rin. Sabi ko, saan kaya kami pupunta? At last, nakarating kami sa isang bayan in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere, there is a small town. The church is meeting under a tree. And they are praying to have a church building. But what amazed me is yung meron dalawang pastor doon na kausap kayo, sabi na, you know, pag na-reach namin itong lugar na to, gusto rin namin at the same time ma-reach yung mas malayo pa. Eh, what will be the mode of transportation? Walking. And they are used to walk. And they want to reach. Iniisip ko, ang bihira, no, ako yung nagsosol winning, nakaka-encounter ako ng tanong, paano yung mga nasa bundok, paano sila masesave? Minsan tinatanong, pag nag-witness ka, yung wini-witness mo, mas concerned pa sa kaluluwa kaysa sa Panginoon. Paano yung mga nasa bundok? Hindi paano sila masesave? Eh, sagot ko lang nung araw, problema ng Panginoon niya, hindi mo problema yan. Kung gusto mo, masin ka muna. But anyway, nung nandun ako, it's a proof to me that God can reach out to places. Even to farthest places that we think no one will go to. In fact, when I was there, I forgot to bring my water and it was very hot. Wala akong dalang gamot na if ever tumaas yung blood pressure ko, dapat, lagi ako kasi may baong katapres eh. Yung baong kong katapres sa wallet, sa tagal ko hindi nagagamit, salamat naman, nadurog. So tinapong ko na. Kaya nag-pray ako agad, Panginoon. Ang tagal ng service. Pero mo nagsimula kami ng alas 10. Alas 2 na, di pa kami tapos eh. Kung tatagal lang pa, okay lang sa kanila eh. Sapagkat they don't mind time anyway. Hindi kagaya natin dito, di ba? Dahil mabilis ang takbo na ng buhay natin eh doon. They take care of goats, they take care of cows. Yung kambing nila ron, hindi kambing, kambing. Yan, lalaki. At napakasarap, hindi maanggo. Doon lang ako lang doon, first time kong makatikim ng piniritong kambing. Ha? Matanawi na naman ako sa pagkain. Hirap talaga sa pagkain. But anyway, I was amazed by their desire. I was amazed by their desire to reach out. At nakakatawa silang kumanta. Yung particular na tribe na yan, ang nakakatuwang kumanta kapag pag kumakanta na. Hindi lang yan gumaganyan. Una, ganyan lang yan. Pero there is a portion in a song na nagaganyan na yan. Tapos, ano pa yon? Mild pa yan. ang talaga ano niya, maya-maya pagkain talaga ng dyan na. Eh, siyempre, sasabay ako dun. Diba? Dahil ginagawa nila yun eh. Kaya sabi nga kay Pastor Ruben, I am licensed to dance. But anyway, I can see their attitude. They want to obey. Small as they are as a church, limited the resources may be. But what they can see is that they have what it takes. They have what it takes to obey God because they have their feet. They don't have the car, but they have the feet. They don't have the money, perhaps, but they have the animals they can use. Their attitude to obey and their humility. I believe that to be honorable also means to be humble. That's why the Lord said, go. Go ye and preach the into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Our obedience should not only stop at one point. We should go on and go on and go on and go on and go on until we're able to cover what Christ would like us to cover. Kaya ang sabi ng Panginoon, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name among all nations. There is a Maasai woman there who was about more than 8 years old, and she is blind and bended already. But she was at the meeting, and habang nakikinig siya, nakalabas yung ngipin niya, nakangiti siya all throughout. And her testimony is, lahat ng mga colleagues ko, patay na. Ako na lang naisa. Ako na lang natitira, pero hindi ako nag-iisa sapagkat kasama ko si Jesus. At kahit na ano na siya, kubana, ganyan. Bakatay. Nakakatuwa, nakakatouch ng puso eh. Nung pauwi na nga kami, sabi sa akin ng isa, Lito, hindi kasi uso yung tawagan ng pastor doon, gano'n. Lito lang, first name lang. Lito, are you coming back? Diba? Hindi ako sumagot. Hindi ako nakasagot agad eh. Naisip ko lang yung tanong na yun, nakauwi na kami. No? But you know, God wants us to go where He wants us. I'll go where you want me to go. That should be our attitude. Our attitude is to obey. You're not, hindi mo nga kailangan maging persado para mag-win soul ka eh. It should be an automatic desire. It doesn't take to have a promotion for us to go out and win souls. It doesn't even take for us to say that, you know, our church should multiply because we have a testimony to protect. So let us go and multiply. That's a wrong motive. Because the right motivation is, God loves the world. And He loved me and He saved me. And therefore, and as He used someone to share with me the gospel, tama lang na ako din gamitin ng Panginoon to reach out to someone. Don't stop the blessing. Siguro, bawat isa sa atin dito makapagtetestify kung paano kayo na-save. Merong ginamit ang Panginoon. Kay track man yan, o kaya inimbitahan ka lang sa church, o personally na winitlis ang ka, kahit anong paraan na nakarating ka sa Ebanghelyo, merong ginamit ang Panginoon. You did not wake up one day and realize that you were a sinner and you got saved. Somebody came to you. God used something. Or God used someone. Will you also be used by Christ? Will you also be used by Christ? Our attitude. What is our attitude towards the Great Commission? What is our attitude towards the command of God? Masarap yung pag magulang ka, kapag ka nag-utos ka sa anak mo, nakangiti kapag ka sumunod. Pero kapag ang anak mo sumunod sa iyo, pero nakasimangot, ang sakit noon. Yung bang ang tulis ng nguso? Diba? Kasi lahat tayo naging anak, one way or the other, matigas ang ulo natin nung araw din, diba? Alam ko yun, alam ng nanay ko yan eh. Ako ang pinaka, ang nanay ko, ako ang pinakamalapit sa kanya eh. Pero ako pinakamatigas ang ulo. Ako pinakamatigas ang ulo sa magkakapatid namin. Kaya nga lang, kaya labs na labs ako ng nanay ko, pag nag-utos siya, sunod agad. Matigas lang talaga yung ulo ko, may kakulitan. Pero minsan din, pipilitan lang ako sumunod. Pero ika nga, mga kapatid, minsan kahit nakangiti ka, pero hindi basa ng tao yung puso mo. Pero ang Panginoon, basa yung puso natin. Nababasa ng Panginoon yung puso natin. Kasi ako, naging worker ako sa church, may mga pagkakataon sa aking buhay na napipilitan lang ako mag-visit kasi kailangan akong mag-visit eh. I am paid to visit. Kailangan akong magdala ng bisita eh. Pero, pagka ganun na nangyayari, nire-rebuke na kaagad ng Panginoon eh. Kaya pagdating sa isa, dalawang bibisitahin mo, iba na yung puso mo. Panginoon, sorry po. Mali po yung puso ko. Our attitude. What is our attitude today? See? And then in the book of Luke, chapter 24, yung pong binasa natin, na teksto kanina, sinabi ng Panginoon, verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with power from on high. The book, if Matthew wrote of Christ as king, Mark wrote of Christ as servant, and the Great Commission expresses our authority in Matthew, our attitude in the book of Mark. Luke wrote of Christ as the what? As man. And particularly in most of the gospel, the term Son of Man was used by the author Luke. You find mostly the title Son of Man. And it is interesting to note as well na karamihan ng mga healing miracles ng Panginoon naka-record sa Luke. Naka-record sa Luke. Why? Kasi doktor siya. Most likely, most probably, he is interested in those healings. You know? Doktor siya. Okay? Kaya doon napapansin natin. That is why when he said, but tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And then in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, again he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So the writer Luke focuses on the Holy Ghost. Because the book of Luke expresses our anointing. The Great Commission declared by Christ in the book of Luke expresses our anointing. Yung pong title na Son of Man does not only refer to Christ's humanity. The title Son of Man ay ginamit po sa Bible to refer to the anointing of Christ to be the heir to the throne of David. The only legal heir, the only rightful heir to the throne of David. That is why the term Son of Man has something to do as well with His millennial reign. So that even in the book of Matthew, in chapter 24, the Bible tells us, and ye shall see the Son of Man coming down in His glory. He said, and ye shall see the Son of Man. Sapagat, during the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, when He will touch the Mount of Olives. That is the second aspect of the second coming. First, we have the rapture, and the second aspect is the revelation. Then it will afterwards, after the battle of Armageddon, then we will be ushered in the millennial kingdom, where Christ will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Kaya po sa Book of Luke, ginamit yung title na Son of Man to refer to His humanity, but at the same time, to refer to His millennial glory as the anointed King. And since the church, I believe, is the agent to propagate the kingdom, then the church was given as well the anointing. And the anointing of the church is the Holy Spirit. That's why sabi ng Biblia sa atin, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Quite a gigantic task. From Jerusalem to the uttermost part. How can we do that? I'm telling you, kahit gaano malaki ang offering, kahit malaki ang church ng Santa Ana, can you reach the whole world? Parang imposible, di ba? With all of your resources put together, how can you reach all nations? Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon, yun ang gagawin natin eh. Humanly, it is impossible, but divinely, it is not. Because we have the Holy Spirit. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, kung pag-aaralan niyo po ang Book of Luke, especially the preachers, doon sa Book of Luke, chapter 1, we gave the Great Commission. Coverage ng ating Great Commission from Jerusalem to the uttermost part. Then came Acts chapter 2. You will notice that in the day of Pentecost, many regions were represented. Merong galing ng Iran, mga Hudyo na galing ng Iran, mga Hudyo na galing ng Iraq, mga Hudyo na galing ng Southern Europe, mga Hudyo na galing ng Libya, mga Hudyo na galing ng Arabia, galing ng Egypt. The whole world were represented. The whole known civilization were represented in the day of Pentecost. So that there you have the Jerusalem, and then pagdating ng Acts chapter 8, chapter 11 or Acts chapter 8, pumasok na ang Samaria. They were able to reach Samaria. Pagpasok ng chapter 11, pumasok na ang Antioch, that is beside Samaria. The end, the borderline of Samaria, the borderline of Judea and Samaria is the uttermost part of the earth. Kaya pagdating sa chapter 15 ng Book of Romans, ang sabi ni Apostle Paul, from Jerusalem, in chapter 15, I think it is in verse 10, if I'm not mistaken, sabi ni Paul sa Book of Romans, sabi niya, from Jerusalem, round about Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Eh yung Illyricum, pag binasa niyo po yung sa Bible, sa modern day map, yan po yung present day Bosnia, Albania, Croatia. Yan po yung portion na yan. The which is opposite Italy. But the book of Acts alone gives us, presents to us, if you will just look at it, no? Yung pong book of Acts presents to us a miniature, is it right for me to say miniature? Or presents to us perhaps a model of the fulfillment of Acts 1:8. Kaya ang dulo nung Book of Acts, nasa na si Paul? Nasa Rome. He was at the seat of the empire. The seat of power. Why? Why was he able to do that? Why were the churches able to propagate? So that in the period of so many years, you will find that the whole Asia, what is Asia presently? Turkey. The Asia in the Bible where you find the seven churches, including the churches in Galatia, which is Lystra, Derbe, and Antioch in Pisidia, as well as Pamphylia. You know, you can read that in the book of Acts. That is practically Turkey. Paano nila nagawa yan? Because of anointing. Ang nais ko lang pong sabihin, we have to wonder around the many opportunities that God gives to every church to fulfill the Great Commission. Kaya yung mga bandila na narito na nakapaligid sa ating auditorium dito, they represent the opportunities we have before us to reach out to them because we have the anointing. The gospel cannot be proclaimed by human wisdom. We cannot be effective by human wisdom. We can only be effective by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have to claim that power. Minsan, masyado tayong parang ayaw nating banggitin nga yung Holy Spirit. Pero alam nyo ba, if we talk to the Father and we talk to the Son, why can't we talk to the Holy Spirit? In your prayer, you can talk to the... There is no verse in the Bible that tells you not to talk to Him. Pwede mong pag nananalangin, oh Holy Spirit, guide me. He wants to talk to you. And we should talk to Him. Because our power comes from Him. Diba? Because He is our anointing. Praise God, despite of who we are, God can use us. Siguro kung babalik kami sa mga nakaraan, si Brother Jody, naging ahead ako sa isa Bible school, ano? Pero sa mga klase, meron kami general subject. Pero makakapag-testify kami, kung sa amin lang mga sarili, baka, ewan ko, kung nasan lang kami ngayon, we cannot do it. But because of the Holy Spirit who lives in me, the Holy Spirit can empower me to do something that I cannot do under normal circumstances. Mahihiyain ka ba? The Holy Spirit can override it. Ikaw ba ay nalilito? God can override our limitations and our mistakes. Minsan sa bangko, pag nagpalit ka ng dollar, pagkatapos bigla magsasalita yung teller, override please. Tapos may pupunta rin yung supervisor yun. Override na yun. Kaya kapag ka medyo nangihina ka na, sabi mo na, override please. And the Holy Spirit can override your nervousness. Mag-saturation ka. Palapit ka na sa isang bahay, ninenervous ka na. You begin to pray in your heart, Lord, please override my nervousness. No? Pag-andyan na, alam mo kasi, pag-seminar, excited ka. Pag-training, excited ka. Siyempre. Pero pag sa actual battle na, nervousing ka na eh. But you have the anointing. And last but not the least, in the book of John, chapter 21, John chapter 21 and verse 21. John chapter 20, I'm sorry. John chapter 20, verse 21. The Lord said, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Now John wrote of Christ as God. He presented the deity of Christ. They say that the most unique of all the gospel is the book of John. Sa katunayan, pag pinag-aralan natin yung synopsis, maraming mga bagay na nakasulat sa John na hindi nakasulat doon sa tatlo. And John focused mainly on the person of Jesus Christ. He focused mainly on his deity. Kaya karamihan ng mga declaration, yung mga divine declaration ng Panginoon, nasa book of John. Diba? Before Abraham was, I am. Alright? I have the power to lay down my life and to take it back again. All judgment was committed unto me by the Father. You find those statements in the book of John. Pero, nung sinabi ng Panginoon, as my Father had sent me, even so send I you. Listen, it is God who is sending us, and we are standing as humans before our holy God. And therefore, the Great Commission, as expressed in those words, tells us of our accountability. Kaya sabi ng Panginoon, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Anong sabi ng Panginoon sa John chapter 17, nung nananalangin siya, Father, lahat ng all the things that you have told me to do, I have done it. I have kept it. I have kept those whom you have given me. He was somewhat giving an account. But at the same time, we will give account to God. God will look at our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, the Bible tells us that we are going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we may give account of the things that we have done in our body, whether good or evil. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 tells us of how our works will be judged. Whether our works will be fined like stables, wood, hay, or stubbles, or it might be found as silver or gold. We will one day give account. The book of Revelation tells us of the seven churches presented to us how Christ would like that Christ was demanding the churches to give account. So to the angel of the church, write this. And then at the end of the letter, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. The church will give account. What have you done with the Great Commission? More than 6 billion total population in the world. Out of the more than 6 billion, I think I am already late in my update, but just to give us an insight, more than 4 billion still needs to hear the gospel. Out of those, less than 2 billion are within our reach. Yung less than 2 billion within our reach. Yung kapitbahay mo, women, they have heard the gospel, but they are not accepting, they are within our reach. But more than 2 billion are outside our reach. They have never heard the gospel, not even a single moment in their lives. They don't know anything about the gospel. The Philippines is so much blessed with the gospel and other places, but there are countries that have never heard the gospel still. And it is our responsibility. They even call it countries that are located at the 1040 window. So much things to be done. But God is looking for willing men. Naalala ko nung nagkaroon kami ng Bible school din sa Angeles. Nag-preach kami lahat. Nung si Pastor Benny nang nag-preach. Sabi niya, I am praying that men, young men will surrender. Not only young men will surrender for world mission, but even those who are pastoring churches and good churches. And he was looking to me. That's what he was looking at me. But anyway, 2 years ago, I surrendered my life for world missions. We have an accountability, brethren. As a church, you might even come to a point that you will have double services because you cannot contain everyone. But even if you reach that point, you have not scratched the surface yet. Because we will give account to God. More than 2 billion have not heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the sad thing is, the remaining 2 billion, if the total population is 6 billion, more than 1 billion Christians are in need of revival. So there, it seems like there are more lax Christians today than active ones. Look at the life of our Lord. He only lived on earth 3.5 years. But He lived His life very well. And He is only one purpose. To do God's will. Christians, we have only one purpose. To do God's will. Whether you are a student, career person, or a parent, we have only one job, one purpose, to do God's will. You know God, why God is blessing us? So that we can use those blessings to do His will. Not to stay away from His will, but to do His will. There is so much to be done. World Hope is envisioning to start another World Hope in Uganda, that is a neighboring country. Because in Kenya, I am overseeing the Bible school. I am working with the missionary, with the mission program, providing leadership training, as well as overseeing the building structure, the facility improvement. Yung property ng World Hope doon ay 8 acres, equivalent to about 3 hectares. And we are going to develop that property. We have the Hope Center where the church is meeting. Ang sukat ng Hope Center na yun is 30 by 70 meters, 2,100 square meters floor area with 3 basketball courts inside. One end serves as the stage. I already did the stage. I made the stage 50 by 20 feet, a large stage. Underneath is a 16 by 20 pull-out stage. I designed the stage. And I oversaw the instruction of it, the construction. And then on the other side of that building, we will put up a 3-story office building. And then on the other side, we will put up a 3-story Bible school. At the far end of the property, there is an academy, 2-story building, and we will put up a 3-story building. There is so much to be done right on that property. And, sabi nga, we are looking for other Filipinos, members of Metropolitan and Lighthouse to visit Kenya. Make a mission visit and give your contribution. My wife is in charge of the finances. She has 5 departments. When we came there, that's what she did. She organized the finances of the ministry. Namely, academy, sports, church, what else? And the center. 5 of it. And the main budget. Sapagkat wala silang accountant doon, so hindi nila alam paano gawin. So when my wife came, she did that. She organized the financial system. And she still wants to modify it. No? Gusto pa niya ma-simplify sapagkat para mas madaling maintindihan ng mga laymen. But it's a huge ministry. And yet, even if it is huge already, napakalaki pa, parang kulang pa rin. We would like to start a work in Uganda. We need more men in the field. We need more men who will simply say, Lord, whatever it takes, I will obey you. We need men who will not say to God, Lord, let me first of all establish my life. Lord, let me first of all establish my family. Lord, let me first of all see that my family is secure. Then I'll obey you. No, 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 please. If God is calling you as a man, just say yes. And God will take care of the rest. Because God is faithful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, marami pong salamat, O Diyos, that if we study the life of our Lord Jesus Christ in four facets, in four angles, we are able to have a clear view of what the Great Commission is all about. That the Great Commission is all about reaching the lost. But we have to realize, O God, that there is not a single moment in our life that we should not represent You. That we should not manifest a testimony that we are representing the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that there is not a moment in our life that we should not have the attitude of obedience and humility. And that there should not be a moment in our lives, O God, that we should not avail of the power of the Holy Spirit to empower us. And that there should not be a moment in our lives that we will not be aware that we should give account before You, O God. That's the life of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Great Commission. Lord, kung meron man po sa aming kalagitnaan na hindi pa nakakilala sa Iyo bilang tagapagligtas, I pray that You have spoken to his heart. If you have, there are men, Lord, whom You are calling, O God, I pray na sila po ay maging willing, maging obedient. While every head is bowed, every eye closed. If God spoke to you today, now you have understand the Great Commission in another angle in relation to the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now realize natin, if my life should be Christ-centered, then I must understand that my life must be involved in the fulfillment as our church will fulfill the Great Commission. If God spoke to you today, just come to God. You can kneel right where you are. You can come forward to the altar. I will not ask you to raise your hand. Because God has spoken to us. Just do what God wants you to do today.